It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. The Coffee Black Show.
Put your hands together for Coffee Black.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Coffee Black Show. This is your host, REGGIE, and I be on this MIC. How is everybody doing? Is everybody doing all right? Is everybody doing okay? Hey, it is Mother's Day Eve, and I'm doing my little walk thing, you know, got to get my exercise in. I haven't been riding my bike. Oh, I haven't told you guys. Yeah, my brother bought my daughter a bicycle years ago. It wasn't brand new. It was a used bike. When she rode it, the seat kept moving and it just needed tightening. But we tried that. It just didn't seem to work. So the seat needed tightening. The handlebars needed tightening. A few other little minor things. You know, so I asked her the other day, I said, hey, you want your bike? She was like, nah. I was like, okay, cool. You ain't getting it back. She was like, I don't care. So I tightened up everything and adjust everything and went for a ride. Okay, went for a ride. Guess what? I thought I tightened up everything. Well, I did. It's just that the seat needed a washer, you know, to go on the bolt. But anyway, it kept moving. And it kept hurting my jewels, you know? So I got back home, tightened it up. So that's been about a couple of weeks, and I've been riding it ever since, you know? Right now, you know, update, I don't have a vehicle. Some of you guys are probably saying, well, you know, your credit's bad. My credit's not really that bad. It's just that I believe in not owing anybody. I believe in not having debt. So if I can purchase something and not go into debt, I do it. That's one thing I'm a firm believer in, and that is not having debt. And people go, well, you can't get a new car if you're in debt. True, indeed, unless I save up for it. But anyway, as you know, I totaled my car the Saturday before Christmas. Christmas was on a Friday or a Saturday in 2020. And I totaled my car the Saturday before Christmas. Yeah. Totaled it. Totaled it. So that was fun. But since then, let me tell you what happened. My next door neighbor, you know, he had a truck for sale. He had two of them. One of them is considered a classic kind of. This sucker is old. This is like back in 74, 75. I think it was a 76 Ford F-150. It would not stay crank, so I would not buy that one. The other one cranked right up and everything. I drove it down the street a couple of times. Cool. I said, okay, yeah, I get it. So I bought it. Tried to drive it, and now, mind you, I drove it down the street a couple of times and it did pretty good, you know. So, okay, cool. I bought it and tried to drive it, and it couldn't get into gear. It was like jerking and acting erratic. Well, take it to my mechanic. Took him a couple of days to figure out what was wrong with it. Here's the thing. And that truck, they put a new engine in, okay? They also supposedly put a new transmission in. Well, they put the wrong transmission in. The transmission, it fit and everything, but it just didn't line up. There were electronic stuff that didn't line up. It just didn't line up. It wasn't the right transmission, okay? Okay? And the reason why, I'm going to tell you how it could have happened, okay? Ford made the 97 F-150s and the Explorers and Expeditions and Excursions and three different plants, okay? They had a plant here in America, they had a plant in Canada, and they had a plant in Mexico. Now, if you got a car that was, if you got a Ford truck that was built in the U.S. and tried to fit it with the stuff that was made in Canada, it won't work. I ran into that problem with my Explorer, with my Ford Explorer. I had to get a fuel pump change, and when they tried to, I went to the auto store, got a new fuel pump, took it to my mechanic. It will fit, but it didn't work. Why? Because I had an Explorer that was made in Mexico. Now, that was very important because the fuel pump was for the Ford Explorer that was made in the United States. Yeah, go figure. Why did they? Anyway, that, yeah, so that was a problem I ran into years ago with my Ford Explorer. So, getting the truck over to my mechanic, I had to drive it, right? And it was a lot of jerky, worky, crazy, murky situation going on. But I got it there. Now, mind you, my next door neighbor has said, hey, it runs good. A little bit of problem with transmission. All you gotta do is put some transmission fluid in there and it goes. Alright. I went off his word. But here's the thing. I bought the thing as is, okay? See, he had a little stipulation on the for sale sign down in the fine print. Down at the bottom, it said as is, okay? So, alright, I bought it as is. So now I have a vehicle that I really can't use because it needs a new transmission. I don't have the money to get a new transmission. So my mechanic was like, hey, Reg, I'm going to hook you up, man. I said, all right, cool. He goes, I'm working on a Prius. And I was like, a Prius? He told me the year. And I was like, oh, man, you know, with the hybrids, the battery, he said, you don't have to worry about the battery because the battery in it, you know, the hybrid battery in it was replaced 2 years ago. And he said, I did the replacement. I was like, oh, okay, cool. He said, here's the thing. The after we replaced the battery, the lady drove the car for maybe a month. She got a new car. She never went out there and fired the thing up. She's been sitting out there in her yard for 2 years. She never fired it up. So she decided to sell it. Now, since she decided to sell it, she goes out to crank it up. It wouldn't budge, wouldn't crank. So her next door neighbor came over to jump the car off. Well, in the process of them jumping the car off, they connected the jumper cables incorrectly to the car, and it fried the circuit system. I was like, so you got to go in and do all the internal no, it just fried the fuse box. It just fried the fuse box and blew up all the fuses in there and all that. And he ran tests. All the wiring still worked, but he just has to put in a new fuse box. And I'm just like, really? That's it? And he was like, yeah. All right, cool. I'll let you get that, right? The offset of the truck and the work and everything. Yeah, so this is how much you would have to pay me, right? And I was like, all right, cool. Not thinking, I don't have the money. I was like, dang. But, you know, it was a good deal. It's a good deal. So, I was sitting around fretting, thinking, hey, where am I going to get the money to get this vehicle? You know, because my main source of income, I mean, I do have some little side hustles to keep the household bill going. So I got some little side hustles, but you know, to get the money to get this vehicle so I can get back to my main hustle, which is DoorDash, Instacart, and Postmates. And in order for me to get back to my main hustle, I'm going to have this vehicle. Oh boy, so call up a couple of people. Like, hey, could you help a brother out? And they was like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool, thanks anyway, you know. So here it is. I gotta get this vehicle. Now I went and checked out the vehicle, drove it, sat in it, talked to my mechanic and everything. It's a good vehicle. But he's only holding it until tomorrow. And I got to get that money. So, anyway, if I don't get it, oh well. Wasn't meant to be. So, I'll just go to plan B, C, and D. Which is what I'm going to have to do is give up Instacart and DoorDash. I could probably still do Postmates, because you could do Postmates. See, here's the thing. Where I live, it's everything is kind of spread out. It's still kind of an urban area, kind of, but it's spread out. You know, it's a small city. You know, it's a small city. Like, it. Look, check this out. My city is so small, I can ride a bicycle. It'll take me about 30 minutes to ride from one end of town to the other. That's how small it is. You know, in a car, it is from one end of town to the other. It'll take about 10 to 12 minutes, depending on which way I go, you know. So, but we have a lot of suburban area that you know, that people order DoorDash and Postmates and stuff with. So here's the thing. If I may have to give up DoorDash, which is, oh dang, there's the police. What's going on down yonder? What's going on now? Anyway, so I have to give up DoorDash. I'm going to have to give up Instacart. I love Instacart, but I'm going to have to give it up because I don't have the vehicle to do the work. Okay, cool. That's no biggie. I might have to give up DoorDash if I can't do it on my scooter. Now, mind you guys, I have a scooter, okay? I have a Honda Elite 50cc two-stroke scooter. Don't need a license. Don't need a tag. It is street legal. But here's the thing. It was stolen a few years ago. When it was stolen, they broke the ignition switch. When they broke the ignition switch, they also had to end up to hotwire it. They cut the wires to the ignition switch, which were all connected to my tail lights, my blinkers. Plus, I have to get some more mirrors. Those won't be a problem, getting some more mirrors. But, you know, getting the electronic work done on that may cost me a little bit. I'm not really worried about that. Because if I get, pump up the tires, oh man, I would have to get some new tires on there, because it's been a few years since it's been ridden, and, it's been sitting up. So, but yeah, I could still probably make some money on Postmates with my scooter. No problem. No problem at all. And if DoorDash would let me ride, make deliveries on the scooter, then I'd, do DoorDash also. But, hey, how you doing? Dang, who that? People know me? Hold on. Here's the thing, folks. I'm outside. Like I said, getting some exercise, getting some walk-in, and this vehicle just passed by, and people was like, all right, Reggie, waving and stuff. Hey, I know you. I probably do. Then you know me. But anyway, y'all, wow, this is a long, like, intro, whatever, Let's head on over and pay some bills right quick, and I'll be right back, okay? Okay, folks, I'm back. Hey, it is chilly out here. It's a little chilly out here, man. I just checked the weather. It's 66 degrees. Yeah, 66. It's a little, just a little chilly, man. I'm walking around in some shorts and stuff, which I should have checked before I came outside. But hey, it was nice and comfy on the inside, but get out here, it's a little chilly. I need like a jacket on or something. A little chilly. But anyway, I just want to say, man, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. That's a beautiful thing, man. Motherhood. Well, parenthood, period, is a beautiful thing. It's so beautiful that lately I've been wanting me a baby, man. Yeah. I don't have to carry it. We guys, I know, we go through this. We don't have to carry it or nothing. But I just want, I kind of want a baby, man. I kind of want to raise another little human being, Kind of. Notice I said kind of. Not for show, but kind of. So, that's what I want, man. To be, to be a father again. Why is that? I have no idea. But anyway, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, man. I hope y'all have a beautiful day. Hope your kids do something nice, something special for you. But yeah. All right, folks, I'm back. Man. Oh, man. Again, I hope everybody, all your mothers out there are having a beautiful, beautiful Mother's Day. I hope your family get in there and cook for you too, man. I mean, y'all always cooking meals for us, man. Husbands, sons and daughters, get in there and cook for the mothers, you know. And we don't want no old southern traditional foods either. We don't want no collard greens and no macaroni and cheese. Some of y'all are probably saying, hey, that's you. But yeah, we don't want that. Cook us a lavish meal, man. We don't want no fried chicken, none of that stuff, man. No, we want some filet mignon. If you could cook that. Anyway, man, what I'm gonna do for my wife for Mother's Day. Nothing. maybe that's why I'm living a single life now. Cause I ain't doing a doggone thing. That's right. I ain't doing a doggone thing. I'll do the same thing she did for me last year on Father's Day. Nothing. Shoot, being separated and all this, man. I don't feel no obligations. So, hey, you know? Oh, wow, a little Ford Fiesta. Which reminds me, we had a police chase the other day. Little Ford Fiesta had going down 95, 125 miles per hour. I didn't know that little bitty itty thing could get up to 125 miles per hour. Yeah, it blew my mind. Yeah, 125. But anyway, you know, living that single life. Not really. You know, still married and everything, but just chilling, doing my thing, man, doing my thing. Cause that's all I can do, you know. I had a friend of mine say, "You just gonna give up? Hey, I can't make nobody love me if they don't want to. If they don't, you know, I can't make you love me if you don't. So hey, yo." Do you, you know what I'm saying? If being away from me makes you happy, be happy, because that's all I want for you anyway, is to be happy. And if being with me is not making you happy, hey, so be it, you know? You know, one day, and I've said this before, I may not have told you guys, but if one day I do find happiness again, I will never, ever, 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 ever get married again. No, I'm not putting my heart out there like that. No. Hells no. Uh-uh. Too painful. And then, trust factor. You know what I'm saying? Trust factor. Can't trust nobody, man. No, can't trust nobody. See, that's the one reason why my dad was like, I understand why my father was like he was a lot of times, because it was about trust. He said, people will lie to you, but numbers never do, because no matter how you add it up, 1 + 1 = 2. You know, so, you know, putting things in that perspective, hey, people lie to you. People will make a promise to you and then break that promise. You know? And that's all a marriage vow is, really, is a promise. You know? So the promise was broken. Okay, so that deals with trust, and I can't trust people. Never, ever again. And here's the thing, man. At my age, I don't think I'm going to find happiness again anyway. Because why? Number one, I ain't going out looking for it. Number two, if it just happens to pop up, oh, I know how to push that away. Keep it away. The vampire hunters in those vampire movies. You know, they always have the wooden crosses. They have the crosses and they have the stakes and they have the garlic, you know? Yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, that's how I'm going to keep folks away. I'm going to eat a lot of garlic. Starting today, I'm eating a clove of garlic a day. Yeah. Yeah, a clove of raw garlic a day. Yeah. Ain't nobody going to come up and talk to me. You know, because I'm going to start talking. Oh, garlic breath. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, back on off. Get away. Go. Get away. Garlic breath. And I ain't eat no garlic bread. I'm having garlic. Straight garlic. Ain't no garlic butter on my toast. Nope. Straight garlic. I'm eating straight garlic. But anyway, man. It's a beautiful Saturday night. Cars going up and down the road, going up and down the road and everything, you know. And I'm out here walking, doing my little walk thing, you know, because I've been doing this keto thing, right? Been working on this keto thing, you know. And I've been making, like, almond bread and coconut bread. Oh my goodness, man. Let me tell y'all. Coconut bread is the bomb. It's all that. And some. Let me tell y'all how to make some coconut bread. It's real simple. Real easy. Okay. You get a tablespoon of unsalted butter. Melt it in a cup, okay? You melt it in a microwavable cup, in the microwave, you melt it. Then you get two tablespoons of coconut flour, all right? After you get these two tablespoons of coconut flour, you get your little pinch of salt. You get a quarter teaspoon of baking powder. Alright. You mix and one egg. Okay. I forgot your egg. Okay. One large egg. And then two. Now you could either go two tablespoons of water or and one tablespoon of heavy whipping cream. But what I've been doing was two tablespoons of heavy whipping cream and one tablespoon of water, and you mix it up real good inside the microwavable cup. You mix it real good. All right, once you get it mixed real good, now what I've done lately is I put some cheese in that mug. Oh. Now, you can also add you some seasoning, which sometimes I do. I add just a little shake of garlic powder, some parsley, and some Italian seasoning, okay? Put that up in there, mix it all real good. Throw me some mozzarella cheese in there, some shredded mozzarella. Oh, yeah. Now, sometimes last night I've added some cheddar cheese and some bacon bits. Mix that up in the cup real good. Mix it up real good. Put it in the microwave for 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And when the microwave go ding, I pull it out. Be careful because the cup is hot. Run the knife around the edge. Turn the cup upside down, dump it out. Smells so delicious, so good. Cut it into four slices. Now, couple of nights, what I've done was, now last night, I took and spread a little bit of pizza sauce and put some cheese on it and ate it. It was good. It was delicious. But I put it in the microwave for a few seconds to let the cheese melt. Delicious. Also, I've been I've been in this tropical kind of mood, you know. So I had some tuna, and I ate the bread with some tuna. Oh, delicious, 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 delicious! Y'all gotta try it. Y'all gotta try it. Another thing I've been doing with the keto thing is the chaffles. Have you guys had a chaffle? Yeah, all it is a cheesy waffle. And all you do and how to make that is you take take and mix your eggs. You mix your, I use two eggs in a bowl with a quarter cup of mozzarella cheese. Well, one egg, quarter cup of mozzarella cheese. Sometimes I add a little flavor like garlic. And when I'm making pizza, when I'm making my chaffle pizza, I use garlic, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of Italian seasoning, a little oregano and parsley. Then I have the little mini, the little itty bitty mini pepperonis and put in it, mix it up. And then I have the Dash mini waffle maker. Yeah, so I let it heat up, and then I put a little bit of the cheese on the Dash mini waffle maker. Then I take my mixture and pour it over, close it down, let it go for about 4 to 5 minutes. 4 to 5, not 45. 4 to 5. Pop it out. When I get it out, I take in, then put some pizza sauce on it. Now, the other day I made it Chicago style. I put the pepperonis and the cheese, and then put the pizza sauce on top, and then more cheese. I do that often. And that is so good, y'all. That is so good. Now, what I have been doing lately is I've been using almond flour also in the chaffle maker mix, pizza maker mix. Okay, I use a quarter cup of almond flour, mix it in there, you know. Anyway, yeah, but oh my goodness, man, the other day I was hungry and I took some of my favorite sausage, cooked it up, then I made some almond flour waffles with my Dash mini waffle maker. Oh man. Oh, I will tell y'all how I did it, but oh, but here's the bad thing. I do not like the syrup, the light syrup, the sugar-free syrup that they use, you know, in keto and stuff. I don't like it. I'm sorry. I done tried many different brands. Tried. It doesn't taste all that good to me. I don't like it. So what I did was I ended up using some blueberry syrup that I had, some regular blueberry syrup that I had. Yeah, I ended up using that. And oh my goodness. You talking about, oh my goodness. Oh, I got to tell you about the drink that I made. Oh, this drink that I made the other day was so delicious. What I did was I was going to make my regular dark coffee. I usually drink dark French roast. And I would put either vanilla or chocolate powder in my coffee. Now, when I go to Starbucks, I get a dark coffee. And I add vanilla powder, nutmeg, and cinnamon. Nothing else. That's it. Well, I said, you know what? I'm going to start making it at home. So I got some French dark roast, made some dark roast coffee. Smells so good. Then I took some special dark Hershey's special dark cocoa powder. Put in it. Then I took some cinnamon, some nutmeg. And being weird, I took a teaspoon, well, a quarter teaspoon of vanilla flavoring. Just popped it in there, mixed it. Now, here's the thing. I did not use the dark. That's how I make my drink, okay? That's how I make my coffee. But this morning, I was feeling weird. And anyway, wasn't paying attention. I thought I put the coffee in, but I didn't. I didn't put the coffee in. Now, I use the instant coffee a lot of times. Doing research, I found out that the instant coffee is better for you than the brewed coffee. And it has to do with a lot of, it's just like buying frozen fruits. Let's say you bought a bag of frozen berries. Those frozen berries, 9 times out of 10, are more healthier for you than the fresh berries. And the reason why is because, and they broke it down like this. The fresh berries, they have to pick them, clean them, package them, then ship them to the store. And during that whole process, it's losing some of its nutritional value. Whereas frozen, they pick them, clean them, flash freeze them, and they're frozen. Then packaged and sent to the store. So you see? So you see, that's why they're more nutritious for you than the fresh. And I'm like, okay. And it's a similar process, similar thing with coffee. The instant compared to, you know, the already packaged, that you, like the K-cups and stuff like that. Yeah. So anyway, getting back to my drink. So I put everything in my coffee. Well, everything that I usually make my coffee with, except for coffee. And I wasn't paying any attention. I had done, you know, did everything and mixed everything and popped it in the microwave. And when it went ding, I went and grabbed it and went walking through the hallway. And my dog was sitting there looking at me like, yo, bro, where mine at? And I'm like, yo, bro, you ain't getting none. So then, you know, I walked over, pet him on the head, went and sat in my chair, pulled up stuff that I was working on the computer, took my straw, popped it in there, took a sip, and was like, yo, wait a minute, where my coffee? Where's my coffee? Why I don't taste my coffee? What happened? So I started yelling for my server, which is me. I'm yelling at me. Reg, what did you do? How come my coffee don't taste like it normally do? And I'm like, sir, I don't know. And I'm like, you know what? One more mistake and you're fired. And I was like, sir, I'm sorry, but I didn't do it. And I was like, how did you not do it? And I said, you did it. And I was like, what? Yeah. I'm like, Reggie, you mean to tell me I messed up my own coffee? And I was like, yeah, you messed up your own coffee. And I'm like, hold up, bro, hold up. Didn't we put everything in? Yes, you did. Except for the coffee. I was like, dang. I got to be more aware than that. That's messed up. I messed up my coffee. So I took another sip. But it was delicious. I was like, did I mess it up? No, I think I just made me another hot drink by accident. So I'm like, hey, we gonna roll with this today. And yeah, and it was good, delicious. So guess what? I'm doing that junk again. I am doing that again. That was delicious. You guys got to try it, man. Just try it. You know, when you go to Starbucks, now there are some keto drinks you can get at Starbucks. I've been over on Instagram following a lot of people on Instagram who do keto, who get the keto drinks and, you know, make the keto drinks at Starbucks and all this. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to try them when I, you know, get my vehicle and get back on the grind again. I'm going to got to try those keto drinks. But for now, I'm making my own, you know. Now, one thing I did was I tried to make some hot cocoa with some plain almond milk, unsweetened, with that dark chocolate cocoa. That was some nasty stuff, man. First of all, the special dark chocolate cocoa is, y'all know how, it's already bitter. It is super bitter. And then the unsweetened almond milk, vanilla. Oh, let me tell y'all. Okay. So I was making me some cups. I was making me some eggs in a cup the other day. And you know how you put a little bit of milk. Back in the day, we used to use a little bit of milk. But you know how you use a little bit of milk. Now today, I use a little bit of almond milk. I was like, you know, and it's unsweetened almond milk. And when I mixed it in my eggs and popped them in the microwave, it worked good. You know, they came out all fluffy and everything, but the smell was a little weird. And when I tasted it, what did I do to my eggs, man? I messed my eggs up. Why? How? Why? Man, sometimes I get in that experimental mode in the kitchen, and I just experiment. That's what I do, you know? But I wasn't thinking. I should have used heavy whipping cream in my eggs, make them, you know, really fluffy and everything. But now, had to use the almond milk again, not paying attention. You know, here's the thing, man. My mind, when I'm in the kitchen and I'm cooking and everything, my mind is like, I'm gonna tell you where my mind at. Y'all want to know where my mind at? I'm being straight up honest with you. Being no fluff or none of that. I'm being straight up honest. My mind is on my wife. Hey. My mind is on my other half. Yep. So. And most of the time when I'm in the kitchen cooking and my mind is on my other half, it's because my other half. We've been together for 21 years. You know, 20 years of marriage, man. And yeah. So, you know. But anyway, that's like when I'm in there cooking and doing little things, you know. So, I guess one reason why my mind is on her is because I kind of enjoy cooking, y'all. As I've gotten older, I like cooking. Which, you know, I want to open up a little coffee shop, restaurant, whatever, you know, and do some cooking. I like cooking. I do. And I like cooking for her. I like cooking for other people too, but especially her. That's something that I've always done when I was in relationships. I would always cook for my girlfriends. Always. That's something I enjoyed doing. That's when I came up with some of my best recipes. You know, I enjoyed doing that. And now it's like... But anyway, we ain't gonna worry about that. We ain't gonna worry about that. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot, man. I enjoy cooking. I enjoy people eating the food. And what I like, what I enjoy most is the first initial bite. The first initial bite, and they taste it and the flavors and everything. And you see, you can tell if it's good or not because immediately there's like a, there's like a wave of, I can't explain, you know, I can't explain it, man. It's like a, okay, the closest thing I can come to it is a couple of weeks ago, I went to, Cheesecake Factory, and I had a piece of low-carb cheesecake, which, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, that was, oh my, yeah, it was like that, it was all that, man, yeah, that's the only way I can explain it. But yeah, that's the thing, man. I love cooking. So I will be doing some more cooking, you know, keto low carb meals, you know. One reason why I switched, I've been, you know, doing low carb and trying to exercise and stuff like that is because people, I'm starting to lose weight again. And also, I checked my blood sugar, and it was like at 92. What? What? That is good. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to get off this medication. And hey, check this out. I haven't taken my medication today. No. It was at 92, and I hadn't taken my medication. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. I'm trying to get off that. That's more money that could go in my pocket, which I could then start buying me some stuff, because I'm trying to get, I want to get a motorcycle. Some of y'all are going, this nut. Yeah, I want to get a motorcycle. Here's the thing. I want to get an electric motorcycle. What? An electric motorcycle. Yeah. Why? Because it's not so, I don't look at it so much as the wave of the future, but you know, I'm, look, man, at my age, most people my age are just now really getting into electronics and phones and everything. I've been there, you know, I'm always seem like a step ahead, you know, I always seem like a step ahead of people my age, you know. So, I want to get an electric motorcycle, and it, they are more dangerous than a regular motorcycle. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because on a motorcycle makes noise. An electric motorcycle is quiet as a mouse, you know? But I look at it like this, is the only difference is, it's just like riding a bicycle. Now, down here where I live, people ride. We don't ride on the sidewalk. We ain't got no bicycle lanes. So, 9 times out of 10, we're either riding on the sidewalk or riding in the street on a bicycle. So, hey, might as well get something that goes as fast as everybody else, you know? And most of the time, I think most of the time I'm going to be riding it at night. I love riding at night, just like the bicycle. I love riding it at night. Why? It's a little less traffic, and plus I get to light it up. I get to light up the bicycle. So I'm going to put lights all over the motorcycle when I get it. Now, if I don't get the electric motorcycle, because I was looking at the prices, the cheapest one I can get for like $3,000, $4,000. All right, cool. Now, if I had $4,000 to get that motorcycle, why not get a three-wheel Spider? Or, nope, I don't want the Spider, the Ryker. The three-wheel Can-Am Ryker 600. The reason why I would get the 600 is because it's automatic. Okay, there's no gears. There's no gears. It's just like riding my scooter. It's automatic. All it has is a throttle. It's an automatic gear changer. Okay, cool. Get a three-wheeled Ryker, Can-Am Ryker 600, automatic. Yeah, I will get that. Or, now, wow, I'm just running on and on. Now, there's also, if I could, there's a vehicle I want to get. It's a three-wheeled vehicle, and the name of it is electric vehicle, and the name of it is Arkimoto. It's a three-wheeled vehicle. I will get one of those and do DoorDash in. And from what I understand, they're like $10,000, $12,000. Not bad. Then also there's a electric car. I've seen a couple of videos on YouTube called Candy. It's an electric car. Seats four. It's a car. I would get one of those to do DoorDash in. And plus the incentives that they give you. Also, you guys, I got to tell you, I've been looking at the Tesla. Solar cells for your house. I'm looking into getting that. I mean, I have a lot of ideas, man. A lot of ideas running through my head. A lot of ideas going on right now that I'm, you know, I'm trying to pump them out. I'm trying to get them going. I'm trying to, you know, because we're living in this new age, man. We're living in this new world. We're living and I want to be a part of it, you know. I don't want to be left behind. I look at my brothers and sisters, my older siblings, they left behind, y'all. So I want to be a part of this new world, this part of this, you know? And especially being a black male from the South. Yeah, man, I'm trying to be a part of that, you know, because I look at it now, man, most black folks my age and younger, they ain't even trying to get into, you know, but anyway, that's enough of me rambling on today, you know. Again, I hope everybody have a beautiful Mother's Day. And until next time, y'all. Love, peace, and chicken grease. I'm out. Yeah, folks, looking at that watch, it's about the time for me to get up out of here. This is your host, REGGIE. And you're tuned in to the Coffee Black Show. Until next time, people. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Remember, love each other, take care of each other. I am out.